Welcome to Psachim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 6, Mishnah 1. Just a brief introduction. We learned previously that the offering of the Karban Pesach, the Paschal sacrifice, is Doche Shabbos. That means it overrides the prohibitions that come from Shabbos. And the Gemara learns that from a verse in the Torah. It compares the daily offering, the Ola, which was brought on Shabbos, so to the Karban Pesach, is permitted to be brought on Shabbos. There is, however, one distinction in what is permitted and what is prohibited. Anything that cannot be done before or after Shabbos, that pushes off Shabbos, that overrides Shabbos, and it can be done on Shabbos. But things that could be done before Shabbos or things that could be done after Shabbos, those do not push off Shabbos, and those cannot be done even if they are part of the offering of the Karban Pesach, of the Paschal offering. So let's get right into the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Eil dvar ba Pesach dechenes haShabbos. These things on Pesach override Shabbos. Shchitaso, slaughtering it, even though we know that it's prohibited to kill an animal or any living thing on Shabbos. It's one of the 39 key prohibitions on Shabbos. But one may slaughter a Karban Pesach on Shabbos. Ozrikas damo, one may sprinkle the blood. Umichwe kuravav, one may empty the innards from the waist. Vehekter chalavav, as well as burning the fats. Now this is actually a novelty, it's a chiddush. Because even though one is permitted to burn the fats the entire night, however, the Talmud teaches us, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, that performing a mitzvah in its appropriate time or its better time is chaviv, is dear. And since the slaughtering already pushed off Shabbos, the burning of the limbs on the mizbeach, of the fats on the mizbeach, on the altar, pushes off Shabbos as well. However, says the Mishnah, Tzliyaso, but roasting it after it's already been offered, v'adachas kravav, or rinsing out the insides from any type of waste product, ein adochanesh haShabbos, they don't push off Shabbos, because those can be done after Shabbos. Harkavaso, carrying the karban on one's shoulders to bring it to the temple for a sacrifice is prohibited. V'avaso michasat chum, similarly bringing it from outside of 2,000 amos, approximately a little less than 4,000 feet. We know the law is that a person is not allowed to leave the immediate area around them on Shabbos. A person could travel up to approximately 4,000 feet, but that's called the Tchum Shabbos. More than that, a person can't wander out of the limits of the city limits. So if a person wants to bring a Karban Pesach from outside of the city limits, that is prohibited. Similarly, if a person has a Karban Pesach, an animal that he wants to bring as an offering, but it has some type of growth, and we know that that's a mum, that's a blemish. If one, however, removes the blemish, they cut it off, then they could bring the sacrifice. So cutting off that wart, cutting off that growth, is prohibited on Shabbos. Ein dochanes haShabbos, because all of these things can be performed either before or after Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer argues, Rabbi Eliezer says dochen, they do push off Shabbos. In other words, a person could bring it from outside the tchum, outside of the limited space that he's allowed to walk on Shabbos, or carrying it, or cutting off a growth or a wart, does push off Shabbos, because Rabbi Eliezer holds not only do we say that bringing the Karban Pesach pushes off Shabbos, but even machshirim. Machshirim means things that help it get ready, or things that are necessary to bring the Karban Pesach. Those also override Shabbos, and therefore he holds that they would be permitted on Shabbos. Wishing you an excellent and amazing day.